Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. You should be at Spetzel's from Reddit Shechri, Lishmas Marasas Abbas Shmuel, Lishmas of David Yitzchok Ben Akiva Yehuda, Refuas Chayachav Fei Las Michal Dispasa, Tinok, Ben Esther Michal, Rustik Torvas Tila Rovida. We're going to be discussing Akasha we had in the previous Shir, and that is that the Gemara, the Mishnah in Gittin, tells us that in order to ensure that a woman did not collect her ksuba, she takes a neder for the assignment. And she tells the assignment that if she was nana from the makabel from the ksuba, then she won't get the following hanah. She'll make a neder on something. And this way, the assignment are satisfied that she really was a makabel from the ksuba and she can collect. So Rav Huna says that's only if she's not yet married. But if she's married, then you can't make her have take the neder. And the Gemara says, why if she's married can't you have her take the neder? Because the husband's going to do afora. So if she's not married, the husband she'll get married, and then the husband will do afora. And the Gemara says, no, you may fair with Kodman. And then the Gemara says, all right, she'll go to a chacham, and he'll be maturit for her. So the Shah Ephraim asks, why is the Gemara establish this question on Rav Huna? Huna makes a chilek between Nises and Lo Nises, but it is only if Lo Nises. But if Nises, she already got married, then she can't take the neder. Her husband's going to be mefer for her. It's fair on the Mishnah. Mishnah says she takes a neder. Aye, the husband's going to do afore. Why do you need to come on to Rav Huna's chilek between Nises and Lo Nises? Even before that, push it on the Mishnah. How can you say bestama that she takes this neder, I, the husband's going to do hafara? That was the kash. In the previous shir, we saw two terutzim aderech ha-pilpul from the Gaon Rav David Meizlish, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Hashem Yinkoim Damai was killed in the Holocaust. It's a Rav in Europe. Of Beis Din Bekila Kedosha. Uel. Ohel. I don't know how to pronounce that. And it's always a schus to learn the Torah of those who were killed by the Nazis. And the Sefer is written on Derech HaPilpul, Hungarish HaPilpul. So for those who like that, great. Those who don't like it so much, so you can come to like it. It's Geschmack. So we're going to give another Torah to this Kasha. The author of the Shad Ephraim was an antecedent of the of this Rav Meizlish. So he says, "Od yesh lo taretz kushes hashar Ephraim lufi anoyde divrei kvoid kedusha haskeni hagoin sara torah milosk zechroine levroche bala mechaber sefer shut haradad." To be metaretz the kashan teisves ksubis natas on the beis shekshu lechova the svirelei. That if there's a shibud, if there's a lien on someone's property, the eitzah is, if one wants to be mafkia the shibud, make a koinam, make a neder, and this way it'll be aser. The person will, there won't be a lien anymore. Because koinamos now is like it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. There's me'ilan koinamos. So frek teisves, according to Rabbi, holds konamis mafkia midei shibud. Im ken kol loiven, yes or nechosav ala malve. Zoi frek teisves, every loive can just answer his nechosav on the malve, and then the malve, there'll be a koinam on it. And then the malveh won't be able to touch his stuff. So then not going to be really that fair. So the kasha on Tosfos is, what do you mean? Beis Din will force him to be shoal on his neder. And Taka, that's how the Rishonim answer. Ayin Shem Mishita Mekubet says. They answer Taka that they'll force him to be shoal on his neder. And since they'll force him to be shoal on his neder, he doesn't have an Eitzah to be mafkia the shibud. So you can't say that every loive can get out of it by just being making a neder on all of his nechasim, because the beis din will force him to undo the neder. However, this going, the Loska Rov, answered, based on the Machane Ephraim, that we paskin like Baal Pado in the Dorim and Chof Teso Mebeis the Padan Chayzolos V'Kedoshois who Adin B'Noider L'Kishet Yishoel L'Kishet Yishoel Yachul Olav HaNeder Mechadosh V'Chein La'Olam. So to explain, the Mishnah says in the Seches Nidorim and Daf Chof Chesam Aleph, person sees a storm and he thinks that it's going to knock down his trees. It's a fire and it's going to burn his garment. So he says that Natios Elo Carbon Imenu Niktsatsis. These Natios are carbon if they're not cut down. And Talazu Carbon Imenu Nisrefis. This talus is a carbon if it's not burned. Meaning he's makdish them. Ves hamikdash. Velo niktitzu, velo nisufa. And it wasn't cut down, and it wasn't burned. Yishlam pidyon. In other words, there's kedusha, and the netios in the talis, and they require pidyon in order to be motzi them. L'chulim, when it says carbon, it means that he's makdish the netios and talis to make carbon. The moichran, v'liknos b'dmeyam karbanos, some say carbon is a nether of kainam. So, in this case, where the netios are a carbon, he says they're a carbon if they're not cut, if it's not cut down, if it's not burned. In other words, he was afraid that the storm or the fire would destroy his items, so he made an eder. He said, if it's not destroyed, I'm giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's holy, the money is holy to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's Kedusha, and then they require Pidyon in order to Lahotziosim L'chulin. The Mishnah says, "Vayter in Nedar Nedar Me'ad Loshen Acheres." He said, "I rent Tiel Seilo Carbon. Achi Yiktitzu Talzu Carbon. Achi Tisarif Einlam Pidyon." If he says that these Natios are a carbon until it's cut down or until it's burned, it has no pidyon. What does it mean? It has no pidyon. Gemara's understanding, Einlam Pidyon means that pidyon doesn't help. And they remain holy. Because he says that these netios are carbon until they're cut down. Until it's burned. So Ein Lam Pidyon means that they remain holy? Ask the Gemara, the Olam? They never have pidyon? Amar Bar Pada, that it says in the Mishnah, Lem Pidyon, meaning Kol Zman Shalom Niktitzu. And it doesn't mean that you can't be Paida then. It means that if you're a Paida, even though you made Pidyon, now have Kedusha, but Chayzer is Vikdoshis. You put them Chayzer is Vikotcha, it's Achi Yikotzitzu. Until it's cut down, it remains holy. It's like he says, Beferish, Harein Atiyos, Halalu Karbon Me'achshav, Harein Karbon Shuvla K'shiyiftu. When it's nifta, it becomes a carbon again. So you keep being poded, and then it keeps becoming holy again. That's Bar Pada. So the Lusker Rav wants to say, like Bar Pada. Here also, Benoider, when he does the She'ela, he's shoal on the neder, but he made a neder, so it's chal again. V'chein lo'olam. Torah is not going to be effective. So even if he's shoal, it's not going to help. Since we paskin that ein matirin it's a neder ad sheyachol, you're only allowed to be matir the neder once it's chal. And if so, you can't be matir him what's going to be chal afterwards. So you can't be matir in the neder for good because it hasn't been chal yet. You're matir the neder and it's chal again. And you're matir it and it's chal again. Just like you're a poda the tree and now the kedusha is chal again on the tree. So you're matir the neder and then the neder is chal again. And you're matir it and it's chal again. So too, that's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha is Ravu holds that Karnamus Mafkia Mide Shibud. So any loiva can ask all of his nechasim on the malve. So the Kasha and Tosis is, and so the Rishonim Taka say, no, Bezim will force him to be shol on the nether. The answer is it won't help because it's going to be chal again and again and again and again and again. And this way the malve is not going to be able to take his nechasim. So that's how the Lusker Rav explains to us. If so, according to this, l'choyri yesh l'hoyu, what's the Gemara's kasha? L'chi mitzvah meifu l'ba'al, ha'yesh eitza l'hadira bo'yfin kanal, lo'yim ha'ani afara l'rab nosin d'sfir l'ay bin adorim, v'gam ha'ba'al eino meifu ad she'yachul. So we're not talking here, just to make it clear, about every neder. We don't say that every neder, once you're matir it, it's chal again. No. You make a neder, you matir the neder goes away. But the chiddush of the Machane Ephraim is, if a person's noider, that, and he says in his neder, then when he does she'ela, the neder should be chal once again. L'chein lo'ela, that's his neder. Every time he does she'ela, it's chal again and again and again. And you can't do a neder, and you can't make a Torah permanently because the neder has to be chal. So, well, it's only what's happening now. So the neder is chal now. He's matir. Yeah, but he made the neder that when he's matir them and the neder is hutar, it comes back. In such a way, you can't be matir the neder. And that's why Tosis asked, okay, so The loiva can aser is nechasim on the malvitz mafkia midei shibud. The malvitz messed over. If that's true, and then let's tell the girl also. The Gemara asks, l'chi min siva, when this rebbezin gets married. Mefer labal, and the husband is going to revoke the vow. So what does it help that she's single now? Afterwards, does revoke the vow. There's an eitza. To lahadira boivin kanal. V'lo yamani afara. Make a zana there, and then hafar won't be effective, according to Rav Nosson, who holds in Nedarim 89b, that the baal ain't no mefer ad sheyachol. The husband's not mefer until there's a chalois. Omenam adavar nechon, dim kein, amai amar Rav Huna d'bini seit ein medirin, hayocholim lahadira kanal. Wait a second. It's true, what we said. Gemara's kasha is a good kasha, because why do Rav Huna say nisei se'en meidirin? What do you mean nisei se'en meidirin? Why, are you afraid the husband's going to be mefer? No. Why don't we make her make a neder that if the husband's mefer, it should be chal again afterwards? Then we won't have such a problem. So it must be that Rav Huna holds like the chachamim, and so we paskin that a husband's mefer before it's chal. Therefore, the Gemara is a good kasha. L'chi mitzvah mefer labal. When she gets married, the husband will revoke the vow. And there's no eitzah to be madir that if he revokes it, it should come back, because he'll make a hafara and all the future ones also, that every time the neder is chal, so it's mufar. Because we paskin, and that's the way Funa holds, like the Chachamim, that a husband can be made for before it's chal. That's why the Gemara says, you're worried the husband's she's gonna make a neder that it should be keep being chal again, so the husband can be made for that in advance, all those future nadarm in advance. So then it doesn't help even if she gets married. Even if she gets married, we're gonna have the same problem. Even if she's not yet married, but if she gets married, the husband's gonna still be made for. Her future husband. So that's all according to Rav Huna. So the Gemara can ask this kasha on Rav Huna, this whole shakla v'tarya. But on the Mishnah, it's not a kasha. Mishnah says she makes the neder. And the Mishnah isn't worried, and the Gemara is not worried, according to the Mishnah, about the husband being mefer. Because she can just say that we can make her make a neder, that if there's she'ela done on it, the neder should be chal again. And the Mishnah maybe holds that you're not allowed to be mefer before it's chal. So if you're not allowed to be mefer before it's chal, then the husband can't be mefer, because it's going to keep being chal again. And the husband can't be made for now and the future. So in the Mishnah, we're not bothered by the husband being made for, because we have an eitzah that we can make her say a neder that the husband can't be made for, that it keep being chal in the future. And the husband can't be made for in the future. So therefore, in the Mishnah, we're not bothered that the husband's going to be made for, only bothered according to Rav Huna. Because we see from Rav Huna that the husband can be made for the neder, must be he could be made for even a neder that hasn't yet been chal. So not only if she's already married, even she'll get married in the future. That's why the Gemara asks, Kasha Dafka, the Gemara's Mamad the Kashka Dafka and Rav Huna. Farim for the Kasha, the Shah Ephraim. Well, the Fia now. Yemeturitz Kushis HaTosfos. Tosfos asked, and the Gemara's Kasha, Dilma Ozla Legabe Chochem Vishari La. The Amai Paracha Rabbi Huna, Rav Huna Vlo Amas Nisan. Gemara asked that maybe she's going to go to the Chacham. We solve the husband problem. The Gemara solves the husband problem. And it says, no, ain't Baal Mefer B'Kodman. The husband can't be Mefer previous vows. But what about her going to the Chacham? So, Fractisis, Amai Parachal Rafuna. And not in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah also, she'll go to the Chacham. The Chacham will be Matir. Based on what we said, we can answer that. Bemis it's Shver. What's the Gemara's Kasha that the Chacham will be Matir her? The Neder. No. Have her make a Neder that when she's Shoyelis on the Neder is going to be Chal once again. And the Chacham can't be Matir because Chacham's only Matir, not Matir, Kodim Sheyachol, like we see in Adarim Tzadi Amad Aleph. And the Shulchan Aruch Reish Chof Ches. However, we can say, based on what it says in the Shara Mishpat, Hachot Tzurei Bia, Perek Yitzayin Alach Ches. Bin Nishba Shelo Lecho Perut Shel Hekdei Shonet Erevai. Let's say somebody takes a Shavua, but he's not going to eat Perut of Hekdesh, and he's not going to eat Net Erevai. Even though we paskin, Ein Isser Chol Al Isser, nevertheless, is he allowed to eat Paris of Hekdesh? No. Is he allowed to eat Neder Ravai? No. So, we pass Ganein Esur Chol Al Isu. However, Mitla Talia V'Koi, it's in limbo, this Heilige Neder, this Heilige Shavur. And in Paka Isur Rishayim, Chol Isur Hasheni. If the first iser goes away, then the second iser is chal. So if the iser hekdesh netaravai goes away, mimela the iser of the neder, then the shavua is chal. Im kol zeh, hacha eino chal shavua af lachra pidyon hekdesh netaravai. Here, the Shavua is not Chal even after the Pidyon of the Hekdesh and the Netar Ravai, even though those Isurim go away, it's not, the Shavua is not Chal. Why not? Because when the Gemara says this vort, it's a Gemara in Yevamos, Lamed Gimel, I believe, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, that the even though Ein Isser Chol Al Isser, Mitl Talya V'Koy, there it's talking about where there's an Isser of Achis Isha, there's an Isser of Eishes Ish. So Kol Od, that there's an Isser of Eishes Ish, the Isser of Achis Isha isn't Chal, the Isser of Achis Isha is standing in limbo. So when the Yisr of Eish Asis, Kai Kegangin, when it goes away, so then the Yisr of Achis Isha is Chal. There you can have an Yisr in limbo. But a Shavua, the Chalois Yisr, is that he was Moitzi Shavua Mipiv. Ubashash and Nishba, Loi Matza Manoyach Lachu. Shavua, the Chaloi Sisser, is that he said a Shavua. And if it's not Chal B'Shas, that it goes out of his mouth, then that's it. It found nowhere to go. So it dissipates into thin air. So even if the Yisr Hekdesh is Paka, the Shavua is not Chal. Shemdubar be'achos isha ve'eshes ish. So the achos isha is waiting in limbo. The eshes ish goes away, so now it's the Yisr of achos isha. That's Mitl Talia V'Koy. Val, Kan, it's a different vort. Kan, it's a Shavua. And this Shavua, if it's not Chal, B'Shas Amira, it's not Chal. So you can't say Mitl Talia V'Koy. So even if the Hekdesh and Neder Ravai goes away, it doesn't matter, the Shavua is not Chal, because B'Shas Maisel wasn't Chal. So now we can say, based on what it says in the Tshuvas HaMiuchasis LaRamban, cited in the Beis Yosef, in Yeridei and Reish Chofres, and Reish Nunehei, My Porich Nechush Duma Ozla L'Gabi Chocham. What are we afraid that she's going to go to the Chocham to be mad at her neder? She'rei tzichim la'atir ha'neder al-yidei charata, b'meikara, or petach. V'kan ein la'charata meikara. V'rei ata muchracha la'asot ha'neder l'kabalat ha'ktubah. You have to have a charote. She has to regret having made the neder in order for the Chacham to be matir it. And here there's no regret because she wanted the neder. She wanted to make the neder for Kabbalah Saksuba. There's really no room to be matir this neder. That's the kasha of the Ramban, Miyuchas LaRamban, cited by the Beis Yosef. And he answers that Dafka, when the neder was l'rotzoin atzmusoi shel dovor hanidor az da'as tzrichim charata d'meikara. Aval k'shaneder haya rak l'knas shelo yase avera ein haneder chazak kol kach. U'b'charata da'ashta sagile. V'dafka neder, when the neder was l'rotzoin atzmuso shel dovor hanido, when you really wanted to make a neder on this thing, then you need a charoto d'meikara. But when the neder was only as a knas, as a penalty, that a person shouldn't do an avera, it's not such a strong neder. And charoto d'hash d'sagile, in other words, you don't have to have charoto d'meikara. Here it's a shvach neder. Why is it a shvach and neder? Because why is she making this neder? It's because she wants to collect her ksuba. That's not a strong neder, it's a weak neder. Since it's a weak neder, her charota can be a weaker charota. It doesn't have to be a charota to make her. She wishes she hadn't made the neder to start with. Now she doesn't want the neder anymore. She's happy that originally she wanted it. Now she doesn't want it anymore. Now she's mischaretis. So she won't be usher to this item. And so he had geentfert the Ramban. I think the Ramban at the Beis Yosef, brought in the Beis Yosef. Vayin b'shar ha-melech, b'sof ilchus shvuis, she'osif al dvarav, she'kevan she'kan, sagi b'charot edahashte. Since here, it's enough to have charot now, so the chacham cannot be oiker the neder me'ikara. מכיוון שמדובר כאן שהחוכן רק עוקר את זה על פי דבריה עכשיו, שעכשיו היא מתחרטת, היא לא מתחרטת מעיקרה. She doesn't have charata from the get-go. She only has charata from the now-go. So ממילא, when the chacham is oiker, normally the chacham is oiker מעיקרה. אבל do, in this case, he's not oiker מעיקרה. He's only oiker mikanu lahava. He's make his guys like the Baal. It's the chiddush of the Shara Melech. Since her charota is not meikara, so to the hafora is not meikara. V'im kacha lo sheyach hacha lahadira shtachu la'isu af acharei ha'atoreh. If that's true, it's not possible here to have her make a neder that the isur will be chal even after the ha'atoreh. Because it's like Shvuan Hekdesh or Hafaras Habal, the Lo Chayel Hasheni. If it's not Chal, so it's not Chal. You can't say that there's a Chalois Neder for the future, because if it's not Chal B'Shas Mais, it's not Chal like we saw before. To explain better, it says in Shavuos that a Shavua shelo ochal, Shavua shelo yochal, dimshal al harishayin achay al hasheni. If a person makes a Shavua, he's not going to eat. Another Shavua, he's not going to eat something. So if he shol on the first one, the second one is chal. Wait a second. He said that if it's not chal b'shas maisa, so it just dissipates, it goes away. Can't be chal afterwards. Isn't that what we said before? We made a chilek between achos isha and eshes ish, where it is in limbo, the yisur is in limbo, and a shvua. If a shvua is not chal b'shas ma'isa, then it just dissipates. It doesn't. It's not held in limbo. So therefore, a person can't make a shvua of a chalos isur that it's going to be that when the hekdesh goes away, person makes a shvua in hekdesh. So when the hekdesh goes away, the shvua is going to be chal. No, if it wasn't chal b'shas ma'isa, then it found nowhere to rest, so it just dissipates. It disappears. You see, it's not like that by shvuas. Shvua shlocha, shvua shloichal. It does hang in limbo. If you're mati the first one, the second one is chal. And the answer is that since over there, the chacham is oiker neder meikaroi. Since over there, the chacham uproots the neder from the very root retroactively. So it turns out that when he said the second shvua, it did have a place where to rest. It was like this. At 5 o'clock on Tuesday, he made the first neder. At 5:05 on Tuesday, he made the second neder. So you're going to tell me the second neder has nowhere to rest? So it's when he's mati the first one, the second one is in chal. It's not true. Because when he's mati the first neder, it turns out that now we look back at 5:05 and it really was chal at 5:05, the second neder. Mashen Kain, so it does have a makom anoch. Mashen Kain when it comes to hekdesh. If it's hekdesh, and then the person's mati or the person shol on the hekdesh. So if you made a shvu on this hekdesh, when it was still hekdesh, the shvu has nowhere to be chal. It was never chal, so it dissipates. Disappears. But when it comes to the neder was chal. Because this neder at 5:05, the shvu at 5:05, turns out it was chal. After it's mitzvah that the shvu at 5 was not a shvu. That was asked upon. And it was nekar meikara. Turns out at 5:05 it really was chal. And the raya is from Tosis in the Dorim, Tzari Aleph in the Shach, in Yeridei and Reish Lamed Ches Yivkat Mechavov. Shemachalik b'zeh the Shvua Shniyah Chay Ludafka B'Sheil Dei Chacham. You know, in the second Shvua Tzchal, the Chacham Zoker Meikaro, but not the Baal Zoker, because the Baal is a Megiz Gaius Dikayid. The Baal is only a Mei for Mekano Lahava. If you're only Mei for Mekano Lahava, then the second Shvua is not Chal, because he made a Shvua at 5:05. Made a shvua at 5:05. 5:10, he's shoal on the first shvua. The second shvua was never chal. Because it's only at 5:10 that the 5 o'clock shvua was undone, was revoked. So it turns out that at 5:05, the shvua wasn't chal. So now it's gevaldik. Because the Gemara asked, Nechush dil ma'az l'gabi chacham, what's the kasha? There's no charata de meikara. And the answer is, since it's a shvacha neder, like we said before, so you only need a shvacha charata. So the charata, because the neder was only in order that you should be able to collect the, it's not mishum atzmus or shaldavar. It's only because she wants to be mekabel d'ksuba. So in the mela, since the neder is only because she wants to be mekabel d'ksuba, not latzmusa shaldavra, so you need a weaker charata suffices, so the charata, it's enough to have charata from now. But if you have charata from now, then the chacham is only uprooting it from now. Oh! So we're talking about a case where the chacham is only uprooting it from now. So we understand the kasha. The kasha is, why aren't we meidir that the issur is going to be chal even after the hatara? That's the type of neder we should have her make. And therefore the chacham won't have the option of being okay it afterwards. Here you can't do that. Because here, we're talking about a case where she can't make a nether for the future. Because she can only make a nether for now. Why can she only make a nether for now? Because it's not because it's only chal now. And the second nether, the future nether, has nowhere to be chal. Like a person takes a two shavuos. Shavuos shloichal, shavuos. So the second shavuos is not chal. Why is the second shavuos not chal? Because since b'shas ma'aseh it had no room lachul, because it was already at the first shavuos shloichal chal, the second one is in chal. We said the only time it's chal is if it's going to be. If the first one is uprooted Me'ikara, and then it turns out retroactively that when the second Shavuot was made, it was Chal. But here, when the Chacham is Oiker, he's only going to be Oiker Mikan Olahaba. Because the woman wanted the neder meikara, so therefore the charet is only from here on in. So the chacham is only oker from here on in. And if the chacham is only oker from here on in, then it turns out that the neder that she made, she makes a neder that it's us, that it's gonna, that even if it's gonna be she'ela, it's gonna be chal again. Where's that? It's not chal. Because where's that? It's no room lachol. It is no room lachol. I'm going to be shol on it, and then it's going to be chal again. I'm going to be shol on it, then it's going to be chal again. But since it's not chal b'shas, when it comes out of her mouth, it's never chal. And you're going to say, no, it is chal b'shas when it comes out of her mouth. Because the chacham is uprooting meikara. Therefore, the Chacham uproots it from the get-go. And then when she says that it's going to be Chal again, so it turns out that that Chal again is really Chal. Because the Chacham, when she said that it's going to, Nether A is going to be Chal, and Nether B is going to be Chal, when the Chacham is Oker Meikaro, so he's Oker Nether A. Yeah, but now Nether B is going to be Chal, because it turns out that Nether A never happened. Neder A never happened, Neder B can be Chal. So why can't she do that? Because in our case, the Chacham isn't being Oker Meikaro. The Chacham is only being Oker Mikano Lahaba. So the Chacham is only being Oker Mikano Lahaba. So it turns out that the first Neder was Chal, and now there's no room for any future Nedarim to be Chal. And that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Chacham is going to be Matir. And she has no option to say, no, when he's Matir, it's going to be Chal again. It won't. Because it was never, it never had room, it never had Manoch. It never found a place to rest when it was said. And not even after the Chacham is Oker, you can't say retroactively, it turns out that it really did rest, because he's not Okered retroactively, as we explained. So therefore the Gemara is asking a good Kasha, Dilma Shari Le Chacham. Maybe the Chacham will be Matir, and she doesn't have the option of saying, no, when it's Matir, it's Chal again. No, since B'Shas Ma'aseh it wasn't Chal, it's not Chal afterwards either. And you can't say, no, B'Shas Ma'aseh it was Chal, because when the Chacham is Matir, the original Neder, then it turns out B'Shas Ma'aseh, the second Neder was Chal. No, but the Chacham is not Matir Me'ikaro, as we explained. Beautiful. So now this svara of the Shara Melech, who says that since it's enough to have charata now, for the now, so the chacham is only oker, from now, it's megas gaiz, it's a megas gaiz vort. That's only according to Rav Huna holds in Nedarim. Shema mar hareini nazir ayom, hareini nazir ayom. Din ochol nazirus al nazirus. Since b'shas ha-neder. Ein ochol ha-sheni mikorach nazirus ha-rishon. So Rav Huna says, if you say, I'm a nazir today, I'm a nazir today. The nazirus is in chal, on the nazirus. Since b'shas ha-neder, it's not chal. The second nazirus is in chal, so then it's never chal. And after 30 days, he didn't make a new nether. So then in the second Aziris is in Chal. So for him, you can say that the Svar of the Shara Melech. Shara Melech Svara was that since here, it's enough to have Charata, the Hashta. Shuv, ain't a Chacham Oker and Nether Meikar. You have Charata from now. So the Chacham is an Oker Meikar. It's just a Megas Gai's Dika for it. It's not an Oker and Nether Meikar for it. Because the charata here is not meikara. The nether was only a knas. So therefore the charata is only for the now. So the charata is for the now. And since the charata is for the now, so the second, the new nazirus, or the new neder was never chal. Because you can't say, oh, after it's going to be uprooted, it's going to be chal again. La piton. Ein lo makom lachul. Because when you said the first one, then the second neder had no room lachul, so it was never chal. And again, the akir is not meikaro, so you can't say retroactively it turns out that the second neder was chal after the first one was uprooted. Because the nether is on the akiras, the chacham is only doing it megas gaias, because the nether isn't meikar. She wanted the nether. The nether is only the knas, so the nether is not so strong. Therefore, it's enough to have a charata for now, and that's what the chacham is okay, even though she doesn't have charata meikar. So that all works with Rav Huna, who says, Harani Nazir, Harani Nazir, Yom, it's not Chal. But Shmuel holds, Nazirus, Chal on Nazirus. Even though it's not Nekar Meikara. He holds the Nazirus is Chal. One Nazirus can be Chal in another Nazirus. Even though the first one isn't Nekar Meikara, the second Nazirus is still Chal. So here also, the woman can make an eder, and she can say, okay, but if there's she'el on the first neder, then a new neder should be chal. And according to Shmuel, she can do that, because neder chal on neder. It's like an aziris chal on aziris. It's going to hang in limbo, and then the new neder is going to be chal. So now we can answer Tosis Kasha. This is Kasha was, why does the Gemara only ask about going to the Chacham? The Chacham's gonna be Oiker the Ned there. Why is that only according to Rav Huna? That she's gonna go to the Chacham's gonna be Matir. Why is it only according to Rav Huna? Why not in the Mishnah? The answer is because according to the Mishnah, there's an Eitzah. Have her make a neder. It's going to be chal again and again and again and again. Even after she's nishal. And therefore going to the chacham won't help. But Rav Huna l'shitaso, it will help going to the chacham. That shari la chacham. Why? Because according to him, ein aziris chal on aziris. And memela, the neder is not chal on the neder. Since b'shas ma'is it wasn't chal, it's not chal afterwards. The second neder, so when she goes to the chacham to be matir, a new neder won't be chal. If it wasn't chal b'shas ma'ay, it's not going to be chal afterwards. Hashem came in the Mishnah can be holding like Shmuel, but no. That it is chal afterwards. And it's not going to help to go to the chacham to uproot the nether, because it's going to be chal again and again and again and again. Dafka the Mishnah, the kasha was according to Rafuna. That's why the Gemara said, I'm Rafuna. So, that is a very, very mufubal diketeretz. Enjoyed it. Baruch Hashem, very gishmak. And B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, there's still more to go. There's more to talk about, so I hope we get to it. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.